Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. leaders react to Nice. World leaders are reacting to Thursday night's attack in Nice. Germany's Angela Merkel said that today we are in solidarity. The people in Germany and everybody here are in solidarity with our friends in France. Boris Johnson, Britain's new foreign secretary.
This is a terrorist incident, as it appears to be. This represents a continuing threat to us in the whole of Europe, and we must meet it together.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Russia preparing to discuss the situation in Syria.
And I think people all over the world are looking to us and waiting for us to find a faster and more tangible way of them feeling that everything that is possible is being done.
A driver killed 84 people and injured more than 100 others when he steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice on Thursday night at a celebration of Bastille Day. France's president said some 50 people were critically injured, many of them children. The attacker has been identified by French police as 31-year-old Mohamed Lahouyege Boulel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. Reports say security services did not suspect him of links to terrorist or extremist groups. No group has claimed responsibility, although the attack was celebrated online by Islamic State supporters. Through a translator, French President François Hollande says the attack has all the elements of a terrorist attack.
This attack of an undeniable terrorist nature is once again one of absolute violence, and it is clear that we must do everything we can to fight against the scourge of terrorism.